but does not expect a large escalation in tensions, the government said on Thursday, after China denounced a meeting between Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy, as well as other Republican and Democratic lawmakers, met Taiwan's president on Wednesday in California. French President Emmanuel Macron urged China's Xi Jinping on Thursday to reason with close ally Russia and help end the Ukraine war, while Xi responded by saying he hoped the two sides could hold peace negotiations as soon as possible. In closely watched talks in Beijing, which also involve EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen, Macron said the West must engage Beijing to help end the crisis and prevent spiraling tensions that could split global powers into warring blocs. U.S. consular officials are hoping to soon visit a Wall Street Journal reporter who's being detained in Russia, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said Wednesday that the request for American officials to visit reporter Evan Gershkovich is being considered, but she gave no indication of when a decision would be made. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that once the U.S. formally designates Gershkovich as wrongly being detained, the State Department can then start negotiating for his release.
In my own mind, there's no doubt that he's being wrongfully detained by Russia, which is exactly what I said to Foreign Minister Lavrov when I spoke to him over the weekend.
Gershkovich, who Russia accuses of being a spy, was arrested last week. Donna Warder, Washington.
For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's Coast Guard is conducting search and rescue operations for a military helicopter that disappeared from radar Thursday in the nation's southwest islands near Taiwan. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Officials with Japan's Ground Self-Defense Force report the UH-60JA multipurpose helicopter was conducting surveillance activities with 10 people on board when it vanished from radar around 4:33 p.m. local time Thursday near the island of Miyakojima in Okinawa Prefecture, about 400 kilometers east of Taiwan. The officials say the aircraft did not respond to radio communications, and Japan Coast Guard ships were dispatched with self-defense forces joining the search. Japan's defense ministry told the Japan Times two pilots, two mechanics, and six crew, all of whom are self-defense forces members, were on board the helicopter. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo the government was putting maximum priority on human life and rescue operations. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis has led the first of two major Holy Thursday ceremonies as part of his challenging Holy Week appointments, which come days after he was released from hospital. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Despite being released just 5 days earlier from hospital for bronchitis, the Pope's voice sounded strong as he read a long homily during a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. As part of his schedule, the Pontiff will take part in a foot-washing ritual at a juvenile prison in Rome, the same location he famously washed the feet of prisoners shortly after being elected Pope in 2013. Upon his release from hospital, the Vatican confirmed the Pontiff would carry out the complete Holy Week schedule. His appointments include the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum and Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations has condemned in the strongest terms the Taliban's decision to prohibit Afghan women from working for the world body in Afghanistan, calling the ban unlawful and unacceptable. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In a statement, the UN office in Kabul said the decision constitutes an unparalleled violation of women's rights and a flagrant breach of humanitarian principles. It said all national staff, women and men, have been instructed not to report to the office until further notice, and added that several staff members have already experienced restrictions on their movements, including harassment, intimidation, and detention. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August of 2021 upon the departure of the U.S.-led coalition. Since then, women have been banned from accessing higher education and many government jobs and public spaces. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
It's VOA. One. Yeah.